Chapter 8. Consciousness. Consciousness is the greatest mystery in the universe. What is it? Where does it come from? How does it exist? No one knows, or is likely to ever know. At the same time, consciousness is our common, intimate, everyday experience. We are all conscious. We experience it every minute of every day. Consciousness is the basis of existence, all existence. Nothing exists without consciousness, for the essence of consciousness is the awareness of existence, the fact of existence. There are many different levels of consciousness. There is divine consciousness, universal consciousness, planet consciousness, human consciousness, animal consciousness, mineral consciousness, and likely an infinite number of other levels of consciousness. All of the levels share the essence of consciousness, the basic awareness of existence. If you look deep within yourself, you will find your essence, your consciousness. It is the only thing about you that is permanent, unchanging, and indestructible. It preceded your birth and will survive your death. In that sense, it is called the unborn and the undying part of you. It is eternal. You experience your consciousness in two ways. It is that knowing inside of you that knows you exist. Your existence is the one irrefutable, undeniable fact about you. You know you exist. It is that part of you, in fact, it is not a part of you at all, but rather the essential you, that experiences everything else. You are not the experience alone, not your body, or your thoughts, or your feelings, or the world you sense around you, but rather, you are that quiet, essential, undeniable part of you that experiences anything and everything about yourself and the world around you. As the experiencer, your consciousness is also the creator. For creation is nothing more than that which is experienced. So, without the experiencer, there could be no creation. Thus, consciousness not only experiences all things, but it creates all things from itself. As the experience of consciousness changes and grows, so changes creation. Everything, except for consciousness itself, changes, and changes constantly. The essence of consciousness, existence, and the experiencer of existence never changes, but that which consciousness experiences, the Maya, the illusions, the creations of consciousness, do change and grow. In this sense, consciousness experiences itself through its creation as ever-expanding and ever-changing. Everything except for consciousness itself changes, and changes constantly. The essence of consciousness, existence, and the experiencer of existence never changes, but that which consciousness experiences, the Maya, the illusions, the creations of consciousness, do change and grow. In this sense, consciousness experiences itself through its creation as ever-expanding and ever-changing. This is your true nature and your essence. First, to exist and to know you exist. Second, to experience, to create experience, and to participate in that experience. You do so with your imagination, your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your actions, and with the world that you create and experience around you. All of this is a mirror for you to see yourself. It is a way to experience your existence and its infinite, endless potential. Ultimately, we may not know what we are, where we came from, or how we manage to exist. but we absolutely know that we do exist. And that's the key to everything.